Milwaukee has faced devastating road rage incidents this summer. In two of the most extreme incidents, drivers opened fire on cars with children, killing a 3-year-old child and wounding a 5-year-old. As a result, community members and officials alike are seeking to understand how these incidents happen. WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke to Dr. Himanshu Agarwal, psychiatrist at the Medical College of Wisconsin, about why people react with rage in their cars.
Primarily, it's the same reason why people feel like they are entitled to be angrier on certain social media platforms, because there's this illusion that no one can recognize us and therefore we're not accountable or we're more freer with our anger. Of course, the roads are also kind of like the perfect storm because of people who are predisposed to impulsivity. It can create a sense of urgency, especially in modern day where everyone is time-pressed. Whether that's real or no, everyone has the perception of being pressed for time.
So how does this escalate to an extreme, like such an extreme of a situation as shooting into somebody's car?
Yeah, so I think the reasons for that are complicated and multifactorial. Road rage transcends all kinds of demographics. It really does transcend urban, rural, suburban, male, female, genders, all socioeconomic statuses. And usually what is seen as the poster child or kind of like the modal incident of road rage includes multiple stressors, someone that's already probably stressed or probably is repressing that stress. And it's considered the proverbial last straw, where something just clicks. And oftentimes when people who have been the perpetrators of road rage are interviewed, they really can't explain why they were sent in such a frenzy. But and that speaks to the seriousness of the problem, that really no one is completely immune from it, and it can strike anywhere and without much notice.
What are the differences between like a homicidal road rage and just angry driving?
Yeah, so I would say that based on the research that I've read, and there's not a lot of research out there, there's some coming out, but not a lot. I would say that perhaps those lie on a spectrum. Comes down to a severity of how much anger you have. And of course, a big part of that is access. So if you're very, very angry and you have a gun right next to you, you might be more likely to do more damage.
And are there any other major factors to why this can brew in people?
There's probably a lot of different factors that are implicated. One thing that I want to make clear, being a psychiatrist, is that it's very easy to mention, you know, undertreated mental illness, or it's very easy to vilify people with mental illness, but it is actually, there's no data that suggests that people with diagnosed mental illness are more likely to engage in road rage. So again, that's something that I think the more people are aware of that, the better it is.
How do people not get swept up in angry driving?
Yeah, so I think what people don't realize is not getting swept up in angry driving is actually an active task. It takes active energy. You can definitely put some measures, some checks and balances to try and not get swept up. Feeling anger is absolutely normal and natural, but the behavior that you engage in after you're feeling angry, you certainly can sort of devise a plan for that. There are a few things that I would keep in mind. First of all, the first thing that comes to mind is be aware of other factors that might be influencing your mood. For example, be aware of the music you're listening to. Be aware of what music makes you calmer and what music kind of excites you. There's a saying, you know, you can't always control how you feel, but you can often control what you feel or say next. Sometimes deliberately making yourself suppress that anger and to distract yourself can be very helpful. Sometimes it's helpful to have a passenger. When there's a passenger, we're less likely to act out because there's that observer effect, that bystander effect. We're like, oh, someone's watching me, I better behave. Everyone has something different that works for them, but I would say find out what works for you when you're angry and try and keep that very active and alive in your car.
Dr. Himanshu Agarwal is a psychiatrist at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver.